Just checking to see if the equipment is working correctly. I'm in the home of Mr. W.M. McLean in Raleigh, North Carolina. He was a principal of a school in Wake County in the year 1964. The date is January 12th, 1991. Mr. McLean, would you introduce yourself and say that you know this interview is being recorded?
I'm W.M. McLean, former principal of Fuquay Consolidated High School. I came here to Wake County in 1953, and this is to certify that this is being recorded with my permission.
All right. As you know, I'm doing some research and I'm talking to principals who were principals in 1964, black high school principals, and those who were black high school principals in 1989. I'm trying to do a comparison to see if they perceive the role of the principalship the same way. I want you to tell me how you became a high school principal.
Well, before becoming a high school principal, I taught about 4 years in the Roseburg High School down in Sampson County. After that, I was promoted to become principal of Garland High School. And Garland is in Sampson County. Maybe in the year of about 1942. And from then, I stayed with the high school before moving to Wake County.
All right, you moved to Wake County and
1953.
Mm-hmm. And you served in Wake County how many years as high school principal?
I served in Wake County as a high school principal probably about 15 years.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're concentrating on the year 1964, and I want you to tell me about Fuquay Barina Consolidated School. Consolidated High School, is that the name? Tell me about the school and the size and how many teachers you had at that time.
Well, at that time, I was asked to come to the Wake County school system. I came to the commencement exercise in 1953 to see what it was going to look like at Fuquay Consolidated School. Mrs. McLean was with me and a former teacher from Raleigh that taught with me in Garland. And of course, I was amazed when I looked at the school to see that it only had 17 graduates in that particular year, and yet it was one of the larger high schools in Wake County. Somewhat disappointed, I met the superintendent here. He asked me to meet him here on a Saturday to look at the facilities. We looked at the facilities very poorly. We had one new high school building, home economic department, very poorly equipped. And it just showed me, because of the poor attendance and the dropout, that was a big job to be done in the school. Maybe if I hadn't signed a contract, I might not have stayed, but I signed a contract. And I came here, and then I was principal of this school for about 15 years and left the school system to become principal of an elementary school, Lincoln Heights, in the same community, but we needed additional campus space. So that's about how I came to Fuquay and what happened. My big objective when I came here was to do something about dropouts and something about pregnant young females. That was I could tell that had happened because that's where the children were constantly dropping out.
Mm-hmm.
We feel that we were able to do something about both of those objectives in the Fuquay Consolidated School. Mm-hmm. Our students have done very well. We have students that are outstanding. The fellow that lives next door to me is my former student.
Oh.
And his wife is my former student.
And what do they do now?
One is high up on the echelon in the Department of Corrections. Mm-hmm. And the young lady is teaching at Athens Drive.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you came in 53, you said you just to observe there were 17 graduates. In the year of 1964, how many graduates did you have?
In the year of 1964, I think we were getting somewhere around 72 high school graduates.
Mm-hmm. And how many teachers did you have at that time?
I had 7 high school teachers, and you can see why I had 7, because we didn't have 200 high school students.
That was when you first came.
That's when mm-hmm. I first came. And then we moved on up to about 72 or more graduates with 18 high school teachers.
Very good. And this was a union school, so you had elementary students too.
It was a union school, first through 12.
All right, I wanted to ask you some things about the school and your responsibilities and how you dealt with them. Can you tell me how you supervised personnel and how you selected your teachers?
Well, I put forth a great effort to get strong teachers. Strong teachers is the key to your administration. They accused me of interviewing about 2 hours before we could get together on who would be our next teacher that we were trying to get.
Mm-hmm.
And because my philosophy was this: if you can help us do what we are trying to do here at Fuquay, I'll be happy to have you take the position. If you feel that you cannot do it, don't bother with it. So that's been my philosophy. Maybe I did take a long time, but it took that way to get the kind of people that you want to get in the positions.
Once you got them, how did you supervise them? How did you make sure they were doing a good job?
Well, I'm one of the principals that frequently visited the classroom. And it wasn't left up to the assistant principal. I was the one that visited the classroom. So I believe in accountability.
Mm-hmm.
See, I believe that you owe something to your job. I think that's one of the troubles now, that somewhere we have lost that. Now we're doing something about the report card program and the basic program that the legislators approved.
Mm-hmm.
And I do hope that it's going to give us a better situation. We must be accountable.
So you did have an assistant principal when you...
Well, I had an assistant principal in the latter part of my years.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you just took a lot of time in selection of your teachers. What about curriculum and instruction?
Well, we refer very closely to curriculum and instruction. You know, we went through Southern Association for the high school.
Mm-hmm.
Because after I went to the elementary school, we went through Association. As a countywide,
mm-hmm.
we didn't go through school by school. We went through as a countywide program in high school and elementary school. And there, we constantly looked at our curriculum. Because your curriculum must kind of fit into your goals that you're working on in your high school or in your school in general. So that's what happened with curriculum. We thought we had a good curriculum. I think I can show you something that Dr. Duncan, did you know Dr. Duncan?
Yes, uh-huh, Dr. Duncan from down in Salisbury.
Yeah, Dr. Duncan has notated in some material here that our philosophy of the high school at Fuquay was one of the finest that he had ever seen. And you know, he covered the state.
Yeah.
He was a supervisor of high schools for the state.
Mm-hmm.
And what he liked most about it is the way we said we are going to implement it. And of course, I've had any number of principals. Evidently, he had said that to a few principals, and I had any number of principals requesting to see the philosophy of Fuquay Consolidated School.
You see yourself as the instructional leader to make sure.
I saw myself as the instructional leader. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that.
All right. What about discipline?
No problem particular. When I came to Fuquay, there was a lot of windows broken. And as I stayed in Fuquay, and I lived right across the street from the school, but at the end of my period at Fuquay, the fellas that put in windows, as I left Fuquay, they would say, "Mr. McLean, we put in more windows since you left Fuquay than we put in while you were at Fuquay." But on a Monday morning, I'd always walk across the street to school expecting to see if any windows were broken. And some windows were broken when I first came to Fuquay. But by the time I left Fuquay, no windows.
No windows.
No windows. Mm-hmm.
Do you attribute this to your strong teachers, that you didn't have discipline problems?
No, I contribute it to this set of students that would break windows. Today have more respect for their school, and therefore they are not breaking windows. That group has outgrown that group.
Mm-hmm.
They've passed on.
Mm-hmm.
But the group that we're working with now, no, they're just not breaking windows.
Mm-hmm. What about transportation? Oh, I need to back up a minute. When you selected those teachers after you interviewed with them, did the superintendent usually go along with the person you recommended?
He always went along with the people that I recommended.
Mm-hmm. Did you have much supervision from the superintendent, or did he leave it to your discretion to do?
From the central office?
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, other than supervisors.
Mm-hmm.
So you had your supervisors that would visit your schools.
What about transportation?
All right, back in those days, when I came to Fuquay, principals routed their own bus routes.
Mm-hmm.
Principals played some part in selection of prospective bus drivers.
Mm-hmm.
But you routed your own bus route. Today, you know, somebody takes care of transportation.
Mm-hmm. Utilization of funds.
Utilization of funds was very flexible. We had a budget. The county had a budget. And all of the schools in Wake County had a budget that would come out of the big budget.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it was very flexible. You had to keep books. You had to audit your books. You know, you didn't just leave, but you audited your books, and the books went into the central office at the end of the school year to be audited. And that's how we worked the budget.
Do you think you were adequately funded?
I think we were adequately funded, not to start with. I think I had an advantage in some way that I was asked to come to Wake County.
Mm-hmm.
And because a lot of things, we lack a lot of equipment, but the superintendent was pretty nice about getting those things. Now, I may have to, go to see him, say, "Mr. X, you told me you were going to look after this and you were going to look after that, and I'm here to try to see that you get these things. We need a lot of things in the home economic room." So it was pretty, now we didn't always have that flexibility with the budget.
Mm-hmm.
That came on long, maybe after I've been here about 5-6 years.
Mm-hmm.
But when we had a budget, and you knew what your budget was, and you able to itemize budget, and you knew that you had to go to certain areas to keep the books straight.
Mm-hmm.
You couldn't just jump turn money from here over to this part without consulting somebody. So that's the way the budget worked. And we had no trouble with it. And they lived up to the budget. I can remember when we went to this new school. I'm not a high school principal there. And we had a gym tutoring. And they had got some sofa seats out at the central office when we had the principal's meeting. So they sent those used seats down to Lincoln Heights School. And then I reminded the local board, you call them advisory board now, long then you called them local board of education. I remember when they sent the seats down, and I remember going to the local board and saying, when you get a new building, you're supposed to have new furniture. See, that was the philosophy. So now I'm using some seats down in Lincoln Heights that are not new. The secretary of the advisory council immediately got on that, reminded Mr. Massey, pick up the old seats, put in the new seats.
But when you were at the consolidated school, did you frequently get used furniture or books?
No, never any used books. That sounds more like Sampson County.
Sampson County, used books.
But at the county school, when I was at the principal of the high school, I ran into this situation. Because at the high school in the curriculum, we put in commercial education. Here, this school is a large high school, but they didn't have commercial education. We went out and got about 20 or 30 used typewriters, supplement typewriters from the federal place where they were selling them. And we had all of them reconditioned. And we started our commercial education. And then we needed some furniture. So they brought a load of furniture from somewhere up here around Wendell or somewhere. And they gave them, so this is your furniture. I sent it back. After I sent it back, it wasn't, but after the boy got back with it at the central office, I guess it within about an hour or more, here comes the superintendent. He picked up the chairman of the Wake County Board of Education, Mr. Proctor, who was from Fuquay. Picked up the chairman, and they came down. I said, yeah, mistakes, I sent it back. I said, because I thought, sure, we would have new furniture, even if you had to make it in the shop. At least I could have new furniture. So, and Tom Proctor was the chairman of the Board of Education. Tom Proctor, who is deceased now, he didn't say a word. And before I left Fuquay, I was teaching Tom Proctor's grandchildren in an elementary school. Then it wasn't too long before I got new furniture. Same thing happened with a bed for the health room. They sent me down an old, dilapidated bed for the health room. I sent it back.
You just wouldn't accept it.
I wouldn't accept it. So it has worked like that all of the time. Now, when I went up to Lincoln Heights now, of course, it was a brand new school, only we didn't have furniture like for kindergarten children. You didn't have varied kind of furniture, see. And I remember when I asked about that, and I remember Mr. X saying, now, we're not going to make a show place out of Lincoln.
You wanted to have a show place school and a model
that's what
school.
That's what he thought, you know. I just wanted to have what we needed to have, that's all. But after that, I mean, I understood the superintendent. He came to Garland. He could see what we had at Garland. Even if it was Sampson County, we had a nice little school, see. And I guess he was ashamed of something. And I brought a bookcase from Garland. And Fred, this fellow said, the superintendent, said, you didn't have to bring, this was homemade bookcases. Mm-hmm. They were my bookcases, mm-hmm. homemade.
I see.
He said, you didn't have to bring those bookcases up here. Cause he said he was ashamed of the way the whole school system.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what happened there. I didn't have any trouble after I established that I'm...
Had you worked with the superintendent down in Sampson County?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You see, didn't you read the Sampson
County? Yeah, mm-hmm. I've read the letter that, yeah.
Well, that's the man.
And he moved, when he moved up here, then he asked you to come up here with him. Had you worked with Wake County superintendent? Oh, I saw the fine recommendation he gave.
No, I didn't ever work with Wake County.
I see. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to come to Wake County. My wife had a farm that she had to supervise in Wake County. She was really, they had lived in Jersey for the last 40 years. So really, I wanted to kind of get out of Garland. I thought as far as cultural things, it offered a little bit more for our little daughter.
Mm-hmm.
See, so that's encouraged me to come this way,
mm-hmm.
being a big educational center, but there was a lot of prejudice in the system,
mm-hmm.
people tell me before even I got here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So no, I never worked with the man until I got here.
But you just knew that you knew what to do, and mm-hmm. he respected that.
He respected that. Mm-hmm. Now that you would see that if you read some of those reports from Dr. Duncan, mm-hmm. people, because mm-hmm. they say, mm-hmm. oh, he came in, this is this and that.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to look over some.
You might want to look at this before you go now.
I will.
This is a part of my philosophy.
All right.
I found this in my papers after my wife died.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently she put it in there because I can't remember of getting it from anybody. But you need to read it now.
Mm-hmm.
You can just
pick it
up sometime.
Right. Tell me something about cafeteria management.
Well, we didn't have any trouble there. In the high school, there was a lady, Miss X. She's deceased now. And we didn't have any trouble at all. Now, this school was under my supervision. Lincoln Heights was under my supervision before it became a standard high school.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you that story. He had gone down around Rocky Mount, Superintendent X, and he'd seen transportation of food in a central kitchen somewhere,
mm-hmm.
Rocky Mountain may still be using that,
mm-hmm.
and moving that food to different schools.
Yeah, we call it satellite.
Yeah.
Yeah, we use that in Statesville.
Oh, yeah.
Satellite. Yeah, I thought it was something new. I didn't know people had used that years ago.
Yeah, years ago. And you all still use it?
Yeah, just started.
What do you haul a truck? What do you haul it on?
We have ladies that drive vans, and
yeah.
you know they have these containers that can hold the
yeah.
heat. And they pack up, certain schools do the bacon and certain schools do the
mm-hmm.
foods. And they have ladies that get it to these
mm-hmm.
other schools.
I wouldn't want that. But anyway, I had it.
Mm-hmm.
And but we didn't have any trouble in the managerial part of it. But what happened there, I had a lady on the Board of Education from Fuquay. And she was determined that we were going to make Fuquay Lincoln Heights School,
mm-hmm.
a full-time cafeteria,
mm-hmm.
and not haul the food from down here
mm-hmm.
up here.
Mm-hmm.
So she got on the superintendent's back, and she was pretty influential. And we got all we needed, and more than we needed, in equipment to make Lincoln Heights a full-time cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we needed. But now, I liked the guy in a little trouble because he knew that lady was working with me to get that.
So he figured you were behind the whole thing.
He was figuring I was behind the whole thing, yeah.
What about your building and grounds?
Beautiful.
I saw Lincoln Heights, a pretty picture.
The grounds were good down there because we started beautifying the grounds. The building wasn't that pretty, but we started beautifying the grounds before I left the Consolidated School.
Mm-hmm.
So what we had was pretty and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And you were you in charge of it, or did you have someone come from the central location?
No, not then. No. Somebody would be from the central office today,
mm-hmm.
but back then in 53.
Mm-hmm. In 60, when you first came, but in 64, had you moved up mm-hmm. to having somebody to check it for you?
Yeah, you got more help from the central office. Mm-hmm.
But back when you first came in 53, though, that school was just about yours, wasn't it? Do what you wanted to do with it.
I think you could. I reckon you could. I think if they could see that you knew what to do with it, mm-hmm. then it was yours. Mm-hmm. Now, Fred Smith, my superintendent, didn't write me a letter like this that I got from the man that said, mm-hmm. and of course, you're going to look through some of that and you'll see we had merit, a little merit pay, and you'll see that I got merit. Merit pay, whatever little it was mm-hmm. at that time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Community, your relationship, your school's relationship to the community.
Our school relationship with the community was good. I think that's why we didn't have broken windows, mm-hmm. see, mm-hmm. because the relationship was good. Now, maybe when I first got there, I could tell that they talked about teachers and talked about the principals around the fireside, chat at home, you mm-hmm. know. Mm-hmm. But as far as it began to get better and better, I remember an old fella that even when I came to Fuquay, he interceded and found me a place to stay right in front of the school, and that fella had a lot of property around there, so he gave up his house. This was his, that man that rented me the house, that was his house when he was there. Mm-hmm. So he went on down and built him another house and gave me, turned this house over to me. But I remember this old gentleman, I don't know what happened, but anyway, somehow or another he figured all of you principals are alike, and maybe something that the other principal had been emphasizing what we needed to do, here I am doing the same thing. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So he could see that. But community, you see, I'm one of those principals that believe if you show that you are interested in the community, then the community will have an interest in you. Mm-hmm. And back then you had polio drives mm-hmm. and all of these kind of drives and what have you. Then you had to go to these people to ask for support. Mm-hmm. So I'm one of those that believe that you attend community churches. Uh-huh. See, wouldn't do it today because mm-hmm. you got to integrate, and if you can't do it for one, you're certainly not going to ask black teachers to go to churches mm-hmm. if you can't make ask white. Mm-hmm. But I'm one of those that believe that you show some interest in your community by letting your face be seen occasionally at their activities. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now you can't do that today, but back then, and it paid off. Mm-hmm. It showed that you got some. That's how attendance came on up to over 300 and something. Mm-hmm. And every church that I would go to, they would ask me to make a little statement, mm-hmm. and I talk about dropouts. I talk about attendance. See, this is what is this? Oh yeah, when you look at this. Right. Mm-hmm. When you look at these fine boys, that's mm-hmm. no. These are my high school, my graduating class.
Oh, that's your graduating.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Look at this. Fine looking.
Everybody with his towel.
Oh yeah.
Look good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And just look, boys.
Yeah.
Boys.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a graduating class.
Yes, fine class, fine group.
So you just shoot and ask the question. Mm-hmm.
How much administrative power and control did you have over your school and your responsibilities?
Well, I got good support.
Mm-hmm. Did you feel you had control and power over that
mm-hmm.
school?
Mm-hmm. Vanessa saw, here's a lady that knew somebody was on the local board of education, knew this individual, and they had written an application. This is a black lady, because she's writing a white person. And whenever the man approached me about her, I took it into consideration. In the meantime, I got busy to try to get some references. So I knew whenever he approached me, and no, he didn't try to dominate me, but he just approached me about Miss X, somebody mm-hmm. that he knew, and mm-hmm. I knew that that person wasn't the person for the school. So mm-hmm. no, I had the last word. Mm-hmm. See, same thing happened to another member. Board of Education had a sister teaching down at Well, that's not in the high school, though. This is an example.
Mm-hmm.
And that same authority
mm-hmm.
ran through. Teacher not at Fayetteville, and she wanted to come back home at Fuquay. Now, this fellow was on the Board of Education, too. But I didn't accept her. She'd been teaching down that way a long time. The main objective was to get back. So I didn't accept her. And yet, he had power in Fuquay. He could have
mm-hmm.
started something rolling.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the way it was.
She couldn't help you with your program.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did desegregation of schools affect your role as a principal?
I don't know that. Well, maybe I can look at it this way. Now, this is, well, you see, I was at the elementary school a good while after I left the high school.
Uh-huh.
And when integration came to the high school, I had left the high school.
You were down at elementary school. Well, how did it affect your role there? Just how did the integration affect your role?